Welcome. This is The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Score a free pool when you build with Celebration Homes on select lots.
No rushing this afternoon. Unless you'd like it that way. We're going to take our time, Perth. 2 hours. Just you and me. This is Valentine's Day. I don't care where you are, whether you're with someone, whether you're by yourself, whether you're alone. That's right, I'm into that. We're going to have a good time this afternoon, Perth. I don't know how long I can keep this up.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Hello. Valentine's Day. What's happening, Perth? How y'all doing out there? Radio there. I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this, but I'm going to give it my best shot to bring you the sexiest show this afternoon that you're going to hear on Perth Radio. But I need your help. 133353. You ever heard of sexy reading? It's where you take the art of reading whatever it is that's in front of you right now, and you give me a call, and you read it in your sexiest voice possible. I got something for you. And I want something from you, but I'm going to give you something as well. Edible blooms. I have 3 bunches of edible blooms to go. Have you ever heard of these? These are the sexiest blooms going around. It's like a big bouquet of chocolates that you can share with yourself or your loved one. Doesn't matter. Valentine's Day is for everybody. Let's celebrate it. Right now, 133353, whatever is in front of you that you can read, by the way, if you're driving, probably not a good idea that you participate in this. I'm talking about people, maybe at work, maybe you're at home, maybe you're at the hairdressers, there's one of those magazines in front of you or something like that. Pick up the phone, call me. Call me. $4.95 a minute. No, not really. 133353, and I need you to read whatever it is that's in front of you right now in your sexiest voice possible. For example, like in front of me right now, Mike Live, Studio Fault, Internal Hotline.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Everything Perth on Valentine's Day. 133353, sexy reading. You're in for the sexiest couple of hours of your lives this afternoon. So basically what I did is I said, give me a call. Whatever is in front of you right now, I want to hear you read those words in your sexiest voice possible. Could be anything whatsoever. Could be the recipe in front of you that you're cooking for dinner tonight for that special someone. Could be the ingredients in a loaf of bread. Could be, well, by the looks of things, a street sign. Hey, Jess in Gosnells?
Hi, yes, I'm standing in front of a street sign.
All right, so we've got the sexiest music in the world going on right now, sexy saxophone. Show us your street sign in your sexiest voice.
Warramel Crescent.
One more time.
Warramel Crescent.
Oh, I like how you really elongated as well. You know, you really got to draw it out when it's meant to be sexy, don't you? That is quite sexy. That is quite sexy. I'm going to give you a bouquet of edible blooms, all right? Hold the line.
Awesome. My first Valentine's Day present.
Oh, I'm so pumped I could be a part of this moment, Jess. Thank you. Hold the line for me. All right, let's go to John in Mosman Park. Hello, mate.
How are you?
Listen to you. Far out. You got the right voice for it and everything. John, what are you reading for?
Are you ready?
I'm so
ready.
Are
you ready? Okay. The Salvation Army, Salvo's Stores, Volunteers Need It.
This is brilliant. John, you're getting a bouquet of edible blooms, mate. Nicely done.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Are you? Do you have a special someone for this Valentine's Day?
We'll soon find out.
Oh, we will indeed, mate. Hold the line. All right, we've got time for one more here. Nicola in Thornley, hello.
Hello.
All right. So I'm going to throw up the sexy saxophone. And what are you reading for me?
I am reading a Bunnings receipt.
Oh, my God. I think every bloke in Perth right now just exploded. Go for it, Nicola.
Okay. So I bought 17 hole oscillating sprinkler hose and Holman and a twin gun zip.
Oh, what a belter. Oh, jeez. You are getting a bouquet of edible blooms as well, Nicola. Thank you.
Awesome. No worries. Thank you.
No worries. Hold the line for me and happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Real quick one. Did it stink north of the river this earlier today? 133353. So I saw earlier on social media people talking about it on Twitter and also on Facebook that apparently there was a horrid stench coming from north of the river. And I want to get to the bottom of it, which it could quite very well be just that. 133353, take your calls in 3.5 minutes if you know anything. Otherwise, there's some musings that I'll go over about what it possibly could have been. Stench, north of the river.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Can I just say that I'm a little bit chuffed? Just personally a little bit chuffed. About a week and a half ago, I started a Facebook group called We Are Perth. And the whole idea was an opportunity for you listening to join the Facebook group We Are Perth and go, this is happening that nobody ever seems to be able to talk about or hear about or whatnot in my local area here. Check it out. Okay. And so far, it's been incredible. So a little over a week and a half, 960 people, Perth people and WA people are now there in this Facebook group. And something popped up this morning from a bloke by the name of Josh. And it says, have you noticed a weird smell hanging around your suburb this morning? Several people have reported a damp odour in Perth's northern suburbs as they headed out. The funky, damp, rotten egg type smell has so far been reported by people in Bayswater, Noranda and Osborne Park. If you've smelt it too, let us know where you are and we'll get to the bottom of it. Few people are commenting on this thread. Dan says, I farted, I'm sorry. Nice one, mate. Josh said, could be a gas leak. Tony probably wasn't anywhere near it because says, loving the rain smell. Kathy said, there was definitely a damp odour smell, like mulch has just been spread near Lake Munga. We were passing on the freeway. I'm in Osborne Park now, and it isn't as strong here. Thanks for your calls, by the way. Shelley, you're on your way back to Geraldton.
That's right, I am.
Tell me about this. You smelt it, did you?
Yeah, I did. I was driving on the freeway kind of around Osborne Park area and went through there twice today and I could smell it both times. But to me, it smelled more like a muddy smell, like a bit of stagnant water sort of smell, not really sewerage-y.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. I understand what you're talking about. Yeah,
kind of wondered if someone's been digging out a drain or doing some kind of works like that and they've disturbed the mud that's there.
Yeah, okay. If you're talking like a muddy sort of smell, I wonder if it's because Lake Munga is... Thanks, by the way, Shelley.
You're welcome.
Safe trip back to Geraldton. I wonder if it's got anything to do with Lake Munga. Sue in Bateman, hello.
Hello, how you going?
Good. You know what this smell is?
Yeah, it's around this time, it's in summer every year, and it is Lake Munga. Because of the heat, the water, starts to dry up. And I actually drive down, I go down the freeway onto Power Street, and I can still smell it. Actually, I'm struggling to breathe going through there, because that's disgusting.
Gee whiz.
But it's every year. It's actually the lake drying up.
Yeah, right, okay. So Lake Munga, right, because I live south of the river, and I've lived south of the river my entire life. And this happens, we get those occasional smells because south of the river there's a lot of swampland and stuff, particularly, you know...
Bibra Lake.
Exactly, Bibra Lake.
Lake does the exact same thing.
Yeah, okay. Lake Munga.
I live not far from Bibra Lake. Well, I did. I've just moved. But, any lake, if it starts to dry up in summer, you will get that smell, and I'm telling you, it is horrible trying to breathe.
Yep.
Disgusting. You even put your windows up and your aircon on, and I swear to God, it comes through the aircon.
Yeah, belter. All right, no worries. Sue, thank you.
No worries.
Happy Valentine's Day, love.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Look, there's a misconception about how competing radio stations dislike each other. And on this very special day of love, it's time to put that to bed with one phone call.
Hello, Nova. Who's this?
Hi, this is Pete. Pete Corelli over at the Rush Hour at Mix 94.5. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
Look, this might sound a bit random, probably totally is.
Yeah.
But I just felt like on a day like today that I'd drop the walls between our two great stations and just send you love from across the ditch. You know what I mean?
Send it straight back at you.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Are we doing this?
We're doing this.
Are we breaking down these barriers?
We're breaking it down with your high-pitched voice.
Sorry, Fred Boddicker doesn't work here anymore.
Oh, well, I'm glad you've done this.
I mean, we're from two different families, but essentially we are Romeo and Juliet.
Speaking to the people.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, you are the Montagues and I am the Capulets.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I can't remember. Which one was... Was it the Montagues that were rating number one, or was it the Capulets Romeo and Juliet?
Well, look, this has been a great chat. I'm going to go.
Who's this? What's your name?
Katie Lamb.
Katie Lamb.
Yeah, I'm on the afternoon.
Never heard of you. I'm sorry.
Well, you have now. I'm your new girlfriend.
this has been a lot of fun.
It has been. I've enjoyed it.
And thank you. And happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too.
All right, well, thank you so much.
No worries.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Marion Maddington, hello.
Hello, Pete. How are you going this afternoon? Happy Valentine's Day.
And a very happy Valentine's Day to you as well. How's yours going?
Yeah, lovely, thanks. Had a really nice morning with the husband before I went to work.
Lovely. Breakfast in bed, or was it just a nice catch-up around the table?
Yeah, no, just a nice breakfast together, so it was really nice.
Yeah, that's lovely. All right, Mary, let's see if we can take that breakfast up a notch and maybe put that breakfast in, I don't know, a luxury stay at Crown.
That would be very nice, wouldn't it?
That'd be pretty freaking amazing, especially when you're topping that off with $50,000 as well. Oh, by the way, just for getting through, a little bit of play money here, $100 Crown gift card.
Thank you very kindly.
Yeah, you're very welcome. That is yours. Now, let's see here. Your question is, it's a true or false question. You get it right and you are into the draw. It's as simple as that. Your question is, Victor and G received a higher overall score than Lisa and John. Is that true or false?
False.
You are one step closer, Mary.
Thank you. That sounds wonderful.
That's right. It was false. Their overall score was 71, placing them below Lisa and John. It means you are in the draw for $50,000 in the ultimate luxury Crown experience at Crown Perth. And of course, in the meantime, you can enjoy spending the $100 Crown gift card, okay?
Thank you very much, Pete. Have a wonderful evening.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
All right. Here we go, okay? This is something I'm sure has never been attempted on Perth Radio before, ever. If not anywhere else in the world ever, okay? Today is Valentine's Day, and I thought, how cool would it be to get six people together on the lines, 133353, to help me create Perth's most romantic moment ever? Now, here's the catch. I've been trawling through the list of songs that I think people would generally know, trying to find something that's really romantic and Valentine's Day-y. And this is what I've come across. Every moment spent with you, I think this is the one. Aerosmith. I don't want to miss a thing. If you are an Aerosmith fan, if you know the lyrics to that song, if you just happen to love karaoke, I need you to call me right now. 133353. Six Perth people are going to help me make the most romantic moment ever heard on Perth radio. This is for everyone in Perth. This is for the person who doesn't have a Valentine today. This is for the person who does have a Valentine today.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Far out, we've got it. I would like to introduce you to the Rush Hour Valentine's Day Choir. Please make them welcome as we bring them in, all six of them, one by one. We've got Kezia, hello.
Hello.
G'day, Ray, how are you?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. Anne out in Piara Waters, hello.
What's up?
Just chilling. Ella, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm celebrating his fourth wedding anniversary today. His wife is named Liz. Kevin in Ridgewood, hello.
How you doing?
Very well, mate. And rounding us out, we've got Nikki in Harmony. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, lovely. All right, guys, so here's the deal. Earlier I said I need people who know Aerosmith's I Don't Want to Miss a Thing to give me a call on 133353. You guys know the song. We've been through this a couple of times. We've practiced in the last 15 minutes. We're about to create history right now, doing Perth's most romantic moment ever to celebrate Valentine's Day for everybody. Are we all ready?
Yes.
All right. So you all know how it works. For those of you listening, this is how it's going to work. Kezia is going to kick us off, and line for line on the first verse, we're going to go line for line with Aerosmith's I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. I could stay. This one here. Just to hear you breathing. Right, and then Nikki, you're going to bring it home, and we are going to get stuck into the chorus like
yes,
nothing else matters, okay?
Bring it home for Rockingham.
All right, good stuff. All right, Kezia, you ready to go?
Ready to go.
I'll count you in on 3, 2, 1, take it away.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing.
All right, Ray.
Watch you smile while you are sleeping.
And
while you're far away dreaming.
Let's hear it, Ella.
I could spend my life in this sweet surrender.
Kevin.
I could stay lost in this moment forever.
Bring it home, Nikki.
Because in this moment, I've
No! Okay, hang on a second. Wait. Hang on a second. Wait a minute. All right. I will step in here. I will step in here for you, Nikki.
Okay.
And I will help us bring it home because I know you know the chorus. Everybody ready?
Yep, ready.
Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
Don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, baby. And I don't want to miss a thing.
Even when
I dream. I don't know whether we just hold it there. And you know what? I think well done. I think well done, everybody. Okay, I think you did a really good job.
Thanks, Pete.
I think we did in some way have Perth's most romantic moment ever. I would like to thank you, the Rush Hour Valentine's Day Choir. Well done. You made history.
Thank you.
No worries.
Yay. Thanks, guys.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
This is the afternoon, isn't it? You know, if you're shopping for a house, you're thinking to yourself, yeah, it's this sort of afternoon I'd like to be coming home to a pool. Usually you got to pay extra for that sort of stuff, but how about coming home to free belly flops and free backflips and free somersaults and free Marco, free polo, free pool? Celebration Homes, who have jumped on board with us for the Rush Hour this week, they are going to throw in a free pool when you build with them on select lots. Hot afternoon, feeling it. This on top of their amazing inclusions, faster build times and quality craftsmanship. That's more to celebrate. Visit celebrationhomes.com.au/free pool. For info, BC9780, T's and C's apply.
Score a free pool when you build with Celebration Homes on select lots.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3 on Perth's Mix 94.5.